Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View, a weekly Bible-based discussion on matters of faith and everyday living. God's Point of View is made possible every Thursday at this time by the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And now your co-host for God's Point of View, Tim Collins and Jerry Scott.
You place your hand on His Bible, and we swear to tell the truth. His name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under Him. In God we still trust. America, He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome into God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. This is a program that is paid for by the church. Therefore, the opinions of myself or Mr. Jerry Scott are not necessarily those of WSIP Radio or Fort Broadcasting, but they are, however,
ours,
as we interpret it from the Holy Scripture.
How did you know I was going to interrupt you this morning?
I just felt it.
I haven't done it for several weeks now.
But yeah. I was just feeling it this morning.
I haven't done it for several weeks.
Maybe we've got ESPN Classic.
Maybe. Maybe we do.
I tell people, I tease people, I used to have ESPN, but now I've got ESPN Classic.
I see.
I've got a little more gray going on.
I see. I understand now. Are you well this morning?
I am well. And you yourself?
I am also well. Me, myself, and I.
You, yourself, and I.
Yeah, myself, and I. When you did the weather forecast there a moment ago, I knew exactly what the weather forecast was going to be.
Oh, yeah? How'd
hot.
You know that?
Oh, it's going to be hot.
Mid-80s today.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get the Facebook up here on my phone. I got all kinds of other stuff at the bottom. Yeah, I don't understand. I didn't call up all that other stuff. But
you got it anyway.
Got it anyway.
Yeah, I understand. Flip it around and turn it around.
Come on now. Do a little poke here, a little poke there. Yeah, there you go, brother.
This is a program that's paid for, like I said, by the church. If you have any questions, concerns, comments, we'd like to hear from you. 789-0318, 606-789-0318. You could also email us if you'd like to do that at godspointofview@yahoo.com. godspointofview@yahoo.com. If we don't get one today and you send it in through the week, we'll have it for next week to start off with.
Amen.
And also the great Scott over here. Well, let me jump back here just a little bit. We are live on Facebook at God's Point of View. You can search for it, God's Point of View. Find us on Facebook. And a lot of people logging on there, they go back and watch it later. We appreciate that very, very much, and all the comments. But then again, you have your phone number that you've been giving out the last few episodes, I guess.
I have, and you feel free to give it out if you can remember it.
367-0137?
That's it. Now, if someone was if someone was out of the area and they wanted to call, what would they do?
Dial 606 and brother 367.
There you go. That's extremely important. Well, Timotheus and folks, it is good to be here today. I was just thinking this morning about how things have changed over the last several years. Turn me up there just a little,
just
if you
little.
Would, brother. So I could. There you go. Thank you so much. And it was 23 years ago, about this time of the year, maybe even to the day. I'm not sure of that. I'd have to go back and do some research. But 1995, in August 1995, we took our firstborn to Nashville, Tennessee, to college.
Oh, a lot of parents are going through that right now.
They are absolutely going through that. And today, my daughter, my eldest daughter, Danielle, is taking her oldest son to college. And so this is going on across the nation.
Yes.
People are getting ready, packing up, and going off to school. And with that in mind, I thought it would be a good thing for folks to remember what it is that they might, in fact, find when they get there.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. According to research, almost half of American college students will abandon their Christian faith.
You're not helping the parents.
I'm not, but I am.
But you're being truthful.
I am being truthful, and I'm hoping that it will help them. They will abandon their Christian faith at some point in the 4 years called the undergraduate years. That's half.
Mm.
Now, why? Someone says, well, maybe it's just rebellion. It's rebellion against their upbringing. Well, maybe some of that.
Yeah.
School environment, however, is really the culprit. There's an institute, Timothy's, I know you keep this book on your nightstand, the Fuller Youth Institute.
No,
and,
not so much.
They found that almost a third of college students say their institute of higher learning is not helpful to them in growing their faith. Most universities would say that examining one's faith is an intellectually stimulating intellectually stimulating environment, such as a college or university, would help them grow in their faith and become deeper into their theological attachments or moorings. But that's not what's happening.
Mm.
According to the research of political scientist Robert P. Putman and David E. Campbell, here's what they found. Young Americans are dropping out of religion at an alarming rate of 5 to 6 times the historical rate. 30 to 40% have no religion today, they found, versus 5 to 10% a generation ago. Now, what is a generation ago? 25 years? 20 years? What is it?
I would think so.
So it's now 30 to 40% as compared to 5 to 10%. So when we took our eldest to college nearly 23 years ago, the percentage of her dropping out of her faith was a whole lot lower than it is today. I mean, between 5 and 10%.
Yeah.
Now it's 30 to 40%. But here's another study, Timotheus. This study found that with each year of education, there's a 15% increase that the student would believe there's, quote, truth in more than one religion. Now, when I say that, I'm not talking about the religion of the Church of Christ or the religion of the United Baptist or the Southern Baptist. I'm not talking about interdenominational squabbles that go on within Christendom.
Beyond Christianity.
Yeah, give me an example of that.
Buddhism.
There you go.
Muslim.
Yes. Yes.
Those kinds of
things. Those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So, within each year, 15% increase, will start saying, well, there's truth in all religions.
Yeah.
I believe in a higher power rather than a personal God.
Mm-hmm.
One father talks about what his daughter encountered when she went. He said she had a professor to announce to the entire class on the first day that the entire historical record upon which Christianity is based is untrue.
The very first day.
First day. First thing. Right out of the gate. Right
got to set the precedent for the
semester. Right out of the gate, sure. Yeah. He said Jesus never claimed to be the Messiah. None of his followers saw him as divine until centuries after his death.
Mm.
Now listen to some of this. You talk about shaking a young person's faith. None of the Gospels were first-hand accounts.
Mm.
Jesus was not a religious figure as much as he was a political one.
Mm.
There was never any intent to form any kind of church. The ridiculousness and the foolishness of this, if it wasn't so serious, would be laughable. There were dozens of gospels, this professor told this brother's daughter, all of which were thought to be sacred by followers of Jesus, of the Jesus movement. And the four gospels in the Bible today are riddled with discrepancies and errors. Now, it goes a step further. Parents, I hope you're listening.
How much farther can you go?
Here's what he did. In order to pass her first exam, she had to write that Jesus was born in Nazareth, not Bethlehem, deny the authority of the Apostle Paul in authoring 1 Timothy, and maintain that the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, are in complete disagreement on the major facts surrounding the death of Jesus, including when he was crucified, whether it was after the Passover or before, and whether Judas committed suicide.
Hmm.
A study of faculty members at U.S. colleges and universities found. Now, someone might be listening and say, well, that was probably just a rare instances. Well, listen. A study of faculty members at U.S. colleges and universities found that 67% of faculty members either strongly or somewhat agree that homosexuality is acceptable and heterosexuality is just as acceptable as heterosexuality. Doesn't make any difference. 67% of faculty members.
That doesn't surprise me.
84% support abortion rights. 75% support extramarital cohabitation. There was a meeting of the Kansas Board of Education not long ago to move this, and they approved new science standards for teachers in public schools. Now we're getting down to public schools and high schools that question Charles Darwin's teachings on evolution. And the director of the National Center of Science Education responded. Here's what he said.
Okay.
Quote, those kids are in for a big shock when they go to college because they're going to learn that what they've been taught by their teachers in high schools is a lot of rubbish. End of quote.
Really?
Yeah. That's what he said. Now, folks, is it any wonder that cultural observers from a Christian perspective now, and we're talking, this show is all about God.
Mm-hmm.
This show is all about God's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an agenda here.
Absolutely.
That is to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, amen.
And to help you get to heaven.
Amen.
Whether you like it or not.
I think they're going to like it. I think they'll love it when they get there.
So Charles Colson years ago made this observation. With the ever-increasing number of college professors who use their classrooms to indoctrinate students rather than educate students, the views expressed and the lack of viewpoint of diversity is deeply disturbing. He's absolutely correct.
He is absolutely correct.
And so, have a great trip today, Mom and Dad, as you're taking your little offspring away to college. And maybe it would be a good thing just to remind them as they leave their church fellowship to remember who they are. Now, I'm pausing there because this ought to be emotional to anybody that's a parent or a grandparent.
Absolutely.
And I emailed my grandson this morning, and I said, I told your mother in 1995 when she left home to remember who she was. And I said, I'm going to tell you the same thing. It was good advice then. It's good advice today. You were raised to know the Lord Jesus. You were raised to be a follower of Christ. And I baptized you a few years ago, and I want you to remember that and succinctly put, remember who you are.
Absolutely.
And Mom and Dad, I think that would be a great thing as you pack up your minivan or your SUV to take your son or your daughter to college today, give them one last word of advice. Not about binge drinking. I hope and pray to God they won't do that. Not about safe sex, although they need that study. Not about money management and proper nutrition. All that is good.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a word about their souls.
Yeah.
Give them a word about the importance of being faithful.
And
amen?
It's extremely hard, I'm guessing, for a young man or a young lady to go off to college and all these new people around, lots of kids, and you are kind of the outcast is how he would feel.
Sure.
Because everybody else is playing right along with us, with the professor. And one of the things, as you're reading that off to us, I was thinking that tuition has gone through the roof. Parents are making loans or paying all kinds of money to send their children to institutions that's going to rob them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I would hope and pray that, this is just my opinion,
yes, sir,
that the scheme of college, the view of college, will take a turn like the political view took a turn. Everybody was on board with the liberalism that came out and about the recent president election. But
yes,
I would like to see people stand up and say, we're not sending our children to these schools if you're going to have professors promoting that kind of stuff, you know. To me, it's time to take a stand against some stuff.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. In other words, Timothy, are you saying that it's time that we learn to say no?
Yeah, get bold.
Yeah.
You know?
No, we're not going to accept that.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. The parents are paying these people.
Absolutely, absolutely.
They're the ones that's the college is running. That's how the college operates, is by your tuition, and then you go there, and they're like, you got to do it my way or the highway.
Yeah.
That don't cut it. I can tell you one thing. If I was hiring somebody to do some work for me, and they walk in and say, I'm going to do it this way, and I'm going to do it that way, and you're going to like it, I don't think I'd be writing a check.
No, I wouldn't either.
Anyway, I'm getting off my soapbox.
I wouldn't either. I think it's time that we all learn to say no.
Absolutely.
I think it's important that we stand up and let people know what we believe.
Mm-hmm.
Here we got some of the family watching. Sister-in-law and Grayson, Margaret, and sister in Lexington, Terry. Hillary J. Miller. Hello, Hillary. I haven't seen you in quite some time, dear sister. We could spend the rest of the day on talking about people that are
watching. Spend the whole show, couldn't we?
I think it's time that we learn to say no. I really do.
Yeah.
No.
A lot of things.
No.
Yeah.
Here's what we hear all the time, Timothy. We hear the world say, no, we don't take clients like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, no, that's not part of what we offer.
Mm-hmm.
No, that market's too hard for us to service properly.
Yeah.
No, I won't bend on this principle. No, I'm sorry. I won't be able to have lunch with you. No, that's not good enough. Will you please do it again? That's not good enough. No, I'm not willing to lose my focus. No, I'm not willing to compromise. Saying no isn't just important for the marketplace, however, it's important for the church.
Absolutely.
Now, I was waiting on this shirt to go on sale, Timotheus. Not this shirt.
Where are we going now?
But a shirt.
Okay.
And you'll see, this is a perfect segue, and so I wouldn't pay what they wanted for it. I waited for it to go on sale.
Nah, I've done that before.
So it went on sale, but when I tried to buy it, I couldn't get it to change in the, where you check out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I waited a few days and waited a few days. So I finally called them. And I said, but you priced the shirt at such and such. And I tried to buy it that day. Won't you make a concession? At least I tried. And you know what they said? No.
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 Somebody told you no,
that
Grace
was
Gunn?
That was for one day. I said, well, I tried to buy it that day. No.
No.
I thought about, well, I'll go ahead and pay the additional money. It wasn't that much. And I thought, no. There's a principle involved here.
So you didn't get the shirt?
I did not.
Oh.
And I will not unless they call me back and beg me to take it.
How hard would they have to beg?
Well, not much.
I didn't think so.
We need, you see, the world wants us to say yes to what they want.
Go along with them, yeah.
They want us to say yes. We accept homosexuality as a legitimate behavior. That's what they want the church to say. They want us to say, yes, we like you too. Now, that you might love you too, folks. I don't know, but if you check what they believe about some social issues, you might change your mind. Yes, get all the tattoos you want. No, the church wouldn't advise that. There's a recent article, I don't have it here before me, but the article was talking about tattoos causing all kinds of health issues later in life.
Mm.
I don't know. Something about the ink and the bloodstream. I don't know. We believe in social justice. That's what the world wants us to say.
Yeah.
But the church can't say yes to everything. Now, all this is well and good, but it lacks something. It lacks a no. You can't say, if the church says yes, yes, oh yes, 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 then we're no different than the world. One of the great things about Jesus was Jesus seemed to fit in. He'd go to parties, he'd go to sinners' homes. Yes, I'll come. But he then had some convictions about no.
Yeah.
For instance, Jesus said, you have heard, this is all in the Sermon on the Mount, Timothy, one of your favorite studies, I know.
No, love it.
He says, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, you shall not murder. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister is answerable to the court. So he says, no, it goes above that.
Mm-hmm.
And he did did the same thing about committing adultery. He said, no, if you even lust in your heart.
Yeah.
And then he said, you've heard that it was said by people long ago not to break your oath. And he said, but I tell you, don't swear an oath at all.
Yeah.
So he went above that. You and I, Timotheus, and folks, every one of you who are listening that are Christians, and I'm going to also include everyone listening who are not Christians, so that'd about get everybody, wouldn't it?
I think you've pretty much covered it.
You've got to understand that we've got to be different in the church. The church must have a few no's.
For good reason. Not just to say, not just because we're saying no, but there is a reason for it.
Jesus never loosened his morality.
Mm-hmm.
He tightened it. Jesus didn't offer acceptance on the grounds of permissiveness. He offered acceptance on the grounds of repentance.
Mm-hmm.
You change the way you think and you can join my merry band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how does that come in? Because I know at Highland we have made a few changes to kind of go along, you know, to bring people in for youth. I mean, there is change, some changes that you can make that are biblically based.
Yes.
But I see a lot of churches, even pastors, different things. But I've heard them say, well, I've done this so that other people would feel better about theirself. And those kinds of things.
No.
At what point do you say, no?
Because no.
Do you see churches, these new churches popping up
that
are catering to the world right now?
And they should say no.
Because they think they're bringing them in to the Lord.
Absolutely.
You know?
But they should say no.
Yeah.
Here's an old adage, Timotheus, we use at Highland, and we've used it for years. Methods are many, doctrines are few. Finish it for me.
Methods change, but doctrines never change.
Absolutely. Methods always change.
Yeah.
But the doctrines never do. If we say yes to people relationally, to try to win them, to try to help them, let me give you an illustration.
Okay.
Over 15 years, I went to the jail. Now, the last year, I've stopped going to the jail.
To minister, by the way.
To minister, by the way. Thank you, brother.
Qualify that.
I can just hear someone out there saying, that's where he ought to be. But I quit going to the jail and returned that over to Brother Leo. Of course, he was going anyway, but now he's
doing double duty.
He's doing double duty, and so...
Bless his heart.
Bless his little heart. It takes a special gift to do that. And so I went for 15 years. Now, why did I go? Because I liked the smell? Sometimes there's an odor. No. Did I go there because I liked the attire of the people? No. Did I go there because I wanted to learn the language they used? No. I learned that years ago on the playground. No, I went to the jails in order to have relationship with those men. They couldn't come to us.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the time we, two or three years ago, went out to the jail to have a little concert for them. Our bluegrass group went out, and our other group, For His Grace, went out. And I'll tell you what, it blessed my life. It blessed their lives.
Mm-hmm.
We had separate shows. We did a show for the men, and then we did a show for the ladies.
Yeah.
And I'll just tell you something. Guys in the jail are no different than guys in the church. They'll sit there like just a stoic, like knots on a log, but women express themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so the women, after the men came and went, then the women came, and they piled in there, brother.
They did.
I mean, that was something, right?
Yes.
On the floor, they stood around the wall. All the chairs were filled. And when we began to sing that song about Mama, they cried their little eyes out.
They did.
And they raised their hands, and they were so appreciative of us coming. Now, why did we do that? We want them to remember. One of these days, they're going to need Jesus. One of these days, they're going to really want some help, and I hope they remember the Highland Church.
Amen.
That's why we went.
Amen.
And so we think those kinds of things are certainly something we should say yes to. But if they come to us and want us to help them, we're going to have to teach them some things they have to say no to.
And maybe they'll, if they leave jail, they'll go somewhere else, but they will seek a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church.
Amen. We don't...
doesn't have to be
absolutely
Highland.
Absolutely. Does not have to be Highland. Does not have to be. We'd love for you to come, but we're not going to tell you where to go to church.
Yeah.
You go, as long as you can find a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church, and you've confirmed that it is, then you go mm-hmm. and you get involved. Now, we don't have much time. How much time do we have, Timothy?
We got about 4.5 minutes left.
Well, here, on a sad note, as if some things we've talked about weren't sad enough.
The parents taking their kids to college, what you laid on them wasn't sad enough?
Did you know that children are being euthanized in Belgium?
No.
Oh, yeah. On the briefing, Albert Moeller was talking about that. He says a society that argues some have the right to demand their death will eventually argue that all have the right to demand that very death, even the youngest.
Mm.
And so young I'm not talking about abortion or infanticide. I'm talking about 16, 17-year-old kids.
That are troubled and need guidance.
Sure, but they want to die.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when that little gal, when I was 15, broke my heart. I thought I was not going to live till the morning.
Amen.
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 And so emotions come and go.
Mm-hmm.
But they're allowing these, of course, it's more complicated than that, I know. But these children have diseases and they have problems and they're in pain. But yet, there are reasons for all of that. There are reasons for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And just to end my life because I can't deal with the pain. And these are children. Their minds are not even developed fully as of yet.
Yeah.
But that's coming to a city, I fear, or to a country near you.
Well, it'll be in our courts before long.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
No question. Here's another sad thing. Patients are desperate to resemble, the headline reads, their doctored selfies. Do you read that?
No.
Snapchat. Got to be careful with that word, mm-hmm. Snapchat. They can add things to their faces,
mm-hmm.
and they want doctors to perform plastic surgery.
To make them look like.
To make them look like that. It's called Snapchat dysmorphia. Dysmorphia.
I believe we lost our minds.
I think we've lost our minds.
Yeah, I believe so.
I think you just said that.
Mm.
Yeah. And so, you know the old expression, Moeller says, read my lips?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might not.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you recognize them?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So the world is crazy, and June Rice used to say, going to hell in a handbasket. I say June still says that.
I would not doubt it a bit. Would not doubt it a bit.
789-0318. We've occupied most of the.
We've got about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So while we got 2 minutes, let me remind everybody we're going to be having a blood drive. The Red Cross is coming to the Life Center, Jerry, Wednesday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that's going to be from 12 till 6 p.m. this coming Wednesday. It's in honor of our brother Willie Owens, who's in a tragic accident. So we're going to pay it forward. He had many blood transfusions, so we're going to try to help the Red Cross out.
I sure did. I'd give if they took my. They won't take my blood.
They'll take yours.
No. There's Becky Stallings from over at Williamson watching. Mary Kate,
bless
your heart, Kate. And Debbie Sublett. Hello, camera facing the ceiling. I'm not sure. Debbie,
we'll try to adjust it here a little bit.
I have no claim to exceptionalism when it comes to this.
We do our best to set the phone.
Yeah. Maybe she's volunteering to be my roadie.
Hey, maybe she'll come and hold her camera for us.
Bless her heart.
We appreciate everybody.
Amen. Amen.
Whether on radio or Facebook.
Hey, don't forget now, Timotheus, to mention Little Light Academy.
Yes.
And I'm trying to see if Lisa will come. She couldn't come today. Maybe next week she'll come and talk to us. We're starting another school year.
Is this the third?
This is the third, I believe.
Yeah.
Little Light Academy.
Yeah.
And we're going to have an open house next Thursday night, I believe it is.
If you don't have to worry about your child going to college and you've got a 3- or 4-year-old, you need to plant the foundation right now.
Absolutely. And don't forget, you say, well, that's just for preschool. That's right. But we're starting a homeschool
mm-hmm.
homeschool community called Classic
Conversation.
Mm-hmm. CC for short. I should have just said CC.
Yeah.
And, check with, Jessica at church and she'll put you in touch with folks who can help you with that. This is a homeschool community. It's going to start out, of course, kindergarten and on up to, sixth grade.
And we're anticipating this to be very big in the next
Absolutely.
Season.
In the next 10 years, folks, you're going to see how the public school system is going to get more lax all the time.
Yeah, because of the pressures that they're under.
Amen.
Thank you, folks, for joining us today for another edition of God's Point of View presented by the Highland Church of Christ. We'd like to invite you to services. Sunday school gets underway at 9:30 a.m. Sunday morning. Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. Sunday evening life groups at 6 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. So be sure to come and join us. And thanks again for joining us today for another edition of God's Point of View.